It's here. In just a few minutes, the state will release the results of its emergency review into Detroit's finances. Since late last year, a 6-member team has taken what's been called a deep dive into the city's records, trying to figure out just how massive Detroit's money troubles are. Michigan Public Radio Network's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta joins us now. Rick, what are we expecting to hear in this report that's coming out?
Yeah, we're still waiting to get our hands on it. But what's in it is what we expect to find in it is pretty common knowledge that there are big financial problems, both in terms of short-term cash flow, which could come to a head this summer, and the state could the city could literally run out of money to pay its bills, but also long-term debt problems in terms of pensions and things like that. I've heard the number $14 billion in long-term debt. And that despite a 10-month-old consent agreement between the state and the city, that Mayor Bing and the city council just can't seem to be able to come together to come up with a plan to dig out from those problems, which means that the city is in a financial crisis with no workable plan to get out of it. That's one of three determinations that this review team could have come to, that there is no financial crisis, that there is a fiscal problem, but that the city has a plan to get out of it, or that there is a financial crisis and the city has no plan to get out of it, that this would be the last of those three.
Yes, and does that review team offer suggestions for action, Rick, or does it just present the facts and let the governor take action from
there? Yeah, that's not really the review team's job, but you know, once you make that last recommendation, it's only for one purpose, which is to clear the way for the governor to name an emergency financial manager. And we should point out that this gets a little confusing because we had the emergency manager law,
right,
that was repealed by voters last year. The state then reverted to the older emergency financial manager law. That's the process that's in play right now, that this person that the governor would name would be an emergency financial manager. However, at the end of March, there is a new emergency manager law. It replaces the one that was repealed in the referendum last year, and that would give emergency managers, once again, a lot of those powers that they have. Now, if it comes to an emergency manager, which the governor, first of all, the governor would have to accept these results, that the city would then have 10 days, and the state has to wait 10 days to ask the governor to reconsider that decision. And if the city does that, then the governor owes the city officials a hearing. And then the governor can either revoke his earlier finding or he can affirm it. After that, then it's up to a state panel that, like this review team, is led by the state treasurer to actually hire someone to act as an emergency financial manager. And that emergency financial manager could do some things, could not do other things, but it would not have to wait for the new law. If there was a swift determination made that that person just wanted to take the city right to federal bankruptcy court.
So yeah, that could be a decision that person would make.
But I'd say you wouldn't have to wait for the new law to take effect.
Plunge right in.
At the end of March. That there will probably be an EFM named within a couple weeks of that law waiting to take effect. But there are things that that person could do without waiting for the new law.
Rick Pluta, are you hearing names as possible contenders for that job? Because I'm sure there were many who would argue it's a titanic job, probably largely a thankless, difficult job. And is it true that some people whose names have been mentioned are very quick to say, oh, no, thanks, I'm fine where I am?
We've heard more about the people who have apparently said no than anyone who would actually take it. I mean, not only does it and the name is escaping me at the moment, but the emergency manager of the Washington D.C. schools, I think was asked and has been turned down.
Mm-hmm.
But that this person would have to, you know, not only understand finance, municipal finance, that they would also have to have crisis management skills. They would have to have monumental political skills when you would look at all the parties that they would, you know, somehow have to bring together, especially after doing some really, really, really tough medicine to get the city's finances in order, that then they would have to bind the city, heal those wounds, and prepare it to move out of emergency management. That's a skill set that I would submit is probably held by very few people.
You know, it is soon to tell, but if the governor does indeed appoint an emergency manager, this would be making history across the country with the size of the city. What do you think the consequences might be for him, politically speaking?
Well, you know, you don't know, and for a politician, a decision like this, one of the biggest factors is just that like you said, that this is bigger than anything we've faced in terms of state takeovers of local government. Really, the closest thing might be the takeover of the Detroit public schools, and you'll remember back in 1999 just what a ferocious controversy that was, that you literally had people coming in buses from Detroit and coming into the Capitol and overwhelming legislative committee meetings and things like that, that this would be a controversy on a level with that potentially. So you don't really know what the ramifications are, except for this one, Cindy, which is once you order the takeover, if you're Governor Snyder, you now own it. It's yours, that you've got to fix the problem. And if you fix it, then the success is yours. But if the emergency manager doesn't fix it, then the failure is yours.
Hey, Rick, is there any sense that getting this presumably awful, terrible report card could lead to any better sense of cooperation between Mayor Bing and Detroit City Council?
Well, I guess, you know, the question that would raise for me is, I mean, if being forced into a consent agreement wasn't enough to get the mayor and the city council to cooperate, if the prospect of this for, you know, weeks and weeks, if not months, was not enough to get the mayor and the city council to cooperate toward coming up with something, why? How would this really change the dynamic? I mean, I think that what this report will, if it is what we all anticipate it will be, you know, what this report will say is that there really isn't any mechanism or any prospects for that to happen, which is why it would, you know, essentially recommend going ahead with a state takeover.
And it makes you kind of wonder what impact it might have if there is an emergency manager in place. What impact that might have in people lining up to say, hey, I want to run for mayor of Detroit, people like Mike Duggan or Lisa Howes, those names, very clear whether Dave Bing would want to run again. There might be just a sense of why try?
Well, there would be the sense of why try, and the answer might be that, you know, with any luck, you could, you know, get, I don't know if a quick rinse bankruptcy like what we saw for the auto companies would be in the offing, but if it could be done, you know, fairly quickly, then you could conceivably be mayor on the other end of a state takeover when the city's emerging from it. But certainly, you know, that you will have people running for mayor, some of them running against emergency management, some of them running as practical candidates, saying that emergency management is a reality and we've got to work with it. That's actually what we saw over in Flint with Mayor Dane Walling, who now says that he wants to make Flint the model of how a large urban center should emerge from emergency management.
So drink that nasty tasting medicine and then hopefully recover and move on.
Well, if it's inevitable, then you work with the circumstances that you're presented with.
Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. As always, Rick, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure, Cindy.